Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about having our good buddy Joel Ababa back on the show. Joel is one of our top franchise experts. Heck, he's the franchise king. That's what it says right here, the franchise king. Just kidding. No, we know he is. And he's got a new book that's coming out real soon. I'm very excited about it for him. It's called Become a Franchise Owner, the Startup Guide to Lowering Risk, Making Money, and Owning What You Do. He's our good friend Joel. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. Great job on the title, by the way. Thank you.
Congratulations on that. Congratulations to you. I'm proud of you for getting your book out. And it's like birthing a baby. It's writing a book is as close as a guy can ever come to birthing a baby, isn't it?
You know, I have to tell you, I enjoyed the process, but the last month or so, I was like, okay, anytime now, it's over.
Right. Yeah, let's get this wrapped up. Yeah. Again, with the I'm sure that there a lot of women can appreciate that. You know, it's very similar, painful and joyful and all those things together. Hey, Joel, I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
There are a lot of people out there who tried to run their own business. They tried to start to be a complete raw entrepreneur, start from nothing, build something and make it happen. And for whatever reason, maybe it wasn't their fault, maybe they didn't have enough capital, for whatever reason, it's just not working out. It didn't work out or it's not working out. And they love the idea of being a business owner, but their model just didn't work. Are those people candidates for franchise, to buy a franchise?
You know, it's a great question, Jim. Some of them are. I've worked with a handful of small business owners over the years who, for whatever reason, maybe their business failed. A lot of things can happen to a small business, obviously, and especially if it's a rather, shall we say, choppy economy. And what I found is if I really get to know them and make sure that they understand exactly what it is that they're getting into, which will be a total 360 to what they're used to, then they can do okay. I would say maybe 15 to 20% of existing independent business owners can transfer their skills to be a franchisee.
What would be the impediment?
The impediment is I'm used to doing things my own way, darn it,
right.
And I want to continue to do so.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggie.
So if they haven't come to terms with themselves, mm-hmm. with the fact that their own ability to run a business, to build a business model that works, if they haven't reconciled the fact that this probably was something they did, and they don't have the answer, then they're probably not a good candidate for a franchise. But if they've said, okay, I tried it, I couldn't make it happen, I still want to run my own show, but I need some help. If they can get to that point, maybe they're a candidate.
Yeah. It's like you and I, Jim. You know, how much pain would we have to be in to leave what we're doing and go actually work for someone else? What are the alternatives? The alternative is, well, maybe a franchise because, you know, darn it, I don't want to work for someone anymore. I've done this too long.
Right.
I don't want a boss. So if I can open my mind and lose my ego a bit and say, well, maybe there's someone smarter than me that knows something better about business, you know, maybe I'll follow them and use their blueprint.
Is that the biggest problem that franchisors have is keeping their franchisees in line? Is that one of the biggest problems?
Yes and no. The really, really good franchisors, the ones that have been around a long time and that understand that the revenue really comes from royalties and keeping franchisees happy increases royalties. Those folks don't have as much of a problem with maverick franchisees because they have been very careful in how they've gone about choosing them.
Right.
No surprises. The ones that are not as careful, who you know, see a $25,000 check for their franchisee staring them in the face and don't have the courage to say, you know what, you're just not right for us, are the ones that are going to have a headache 6 months down
the line. It takes discipline and sticking to what you know will work long term to be able to pull that off, doesn't it?
And courage.
Yeah. And not being desperate for money.
it takes
that too. But you know, I'm sure that the idea though is that once you get to a point where you know your model works, if you can choose the right people, success breeds success. And if you know one thing about you and me, Joel, if you and I were a franchise owner, and the model we had was making us money, you know, we probably would swallow our own pride a little bit if we knew it was working, you know.
And right.
So that's the key, isn't it?
You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
So that's what you've got to do. Those are some of the things you need. If you're in business and you're even if you're just questioning your own, you know, you maybe what you're doing is okay, but it's not really doing well. And, you know, maybe now's the time to consider something, you know, like if you have a restaurant, for example, you know, would a former restaurant owner be a good restaurant franchise prospect?
I would say more so than others because, you know, restaurant ownership, you know, your role is such a fast-paced role that even though you say you want to be really creative, you don't have that much time to be creative.
Right.
Because, you know, you're dealing with hiring and firing and
right.
and all
you're,
the
you're busy
the
making sure that they only put 15 French fries on the plate,
yeah.
and not 16.
Yeah. So, yeah, restaurant owners can transition into franchising.
That would be the probably the easiest, wouldn't it? Hey,
yeah.
Joel, your new book, when's it coming out?
It is due out late fall.
Okay.
Late fall.
So we're going to keep you posted on that. It's called Become a Franchise Owner. And then there's a longer subtitle under that. We're going to be talking to you more about that coming up in the weeks and months ahead. 20 after, we're going to talk about more about becoming a franchise owner with the Franchise King, Joel Ababa. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm merely your host. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.